This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 12 more hostages were freed Tuesday from Gaza captivity in exchange for Palestinian prisoners under an extended truce as mediators worked for a lasting halt to the 7-week Israel-Hamas war. 10 Israelis and 2 Thais were released, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, with the army saying they were handed over to the Red Cross and inside Israeli territory. Israel's prison services later said 30 Palestinian detainees were released under the truce deal. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The chief of the main U.S. spy agency is on the road visiting Doha for key talks on what happens next in the fight between Israel and Hamas. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. officials rarely talk about travel plans for CIA Director William Burns, but a U.S. official confirms to VOA Burns is currently in Doha. The high-level talks, according to the official, are focused on the Israel-Hamas conflict, now in its 53rd day, and on the hostages still being held by Hamas. This is at least the second time this month Burns has traveled to the Middle East, following the October 7th terror attack by Hamas that killed some 1,200 people. Earlier this month, U.S. officials said the CIA director visited several countries in the region to discuss the Israeli response. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who is in hospice care at home, attended a memorial service for his late wife, Rosalynn Carter, in the southeastern city of Atlanta on Tuesday. A private service was held at church with U.S. President Joe Biden and other dignitaries also in attendance. Rosalynn Carter died at age 96 on November 19th, shortly after entering hospice care at her home. This is VOA News. Pope Francis canceled his upcoming trip to Dubai for the COP28 climate talks Tuesday on the advice of doctors concerned over his recent flu-like symptoms, the Vatican said. The 86-year-old, who has made protecting the environment a cornerstone of his 10-year papacy, has planned to become the first pontiff to attend the UN event since the process began in 1995. The Vatican just hours earlier had told a briefing the Pope would be attending. Francis, who turns 87 next month, has suffered a series of health issues in recent years. Indian rescuers have pulled out all 41 workers who were trapped in a tunnel for 17 days. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ambulance sirens blare out at the site of the collapsed tunnel in Uttarakhand state in northern India. 41 workers were rescued from the collapsed mountain tunnel after being trapped in there for over 2 weeks. The workers were pulled out through a passageway made of welded pipes that rescuers previously pushed through dirt and rocks. About a dozen men had worked overnight to manually dig through rock and debris using handheld digging tools. The men became trapped after a landslide caused a portion of the tunnel they were building to collapse. They survived on food and oxygen supplied through narrow steel pipes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Impala Platinum has halted all operations at its mining complex in South Africa after 11 workers were killed and 75 injured. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Impala said in a statement that the incident took place as workers were being brought to the surface at the end of their shift on Monday. The conveyance system that carries workers up and down a 1,000-meter-deep underground shaft unexpectedly started a rapid descent, the company said. All mining operations at the Rustenburg complex in South Africa's northwest province were suspended on Tuesday as investigations got underway. An Impala spokesperson said the halt could be extended to Wednesday to allow the company time to mourn and heal emotionally.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Bad weather has slowed Russia's campaign to secure eastern Ukraine and capture the shattered town of Avdiivka, Ukrainian officials said on Tuesday. Russian troops, backed by airstrikes, have been trying to seize control of Avdiivka since mid-October as part of their slow-moving advance through eastern Ukraine. Officials say not a single building remains intact in the town, seen as a gateway to the regional center of Donetsk, 20 kilometers to the east. After 2 days of storms and snow in the south, the forecast was for more rain in the east, leaving the ground sodden and unsuitable for military maneuvers. I'm Joe Ramsey.